Good morning. Welcome into In Focus here on News Radio KMAN. Today we'll be talking Pottawatomie County government for the most part, and then a little later on get an update from Downtown Manhattan Executive Director Gina Snyder and Mayor Wynn Butler, as they got a lot of festivities coming up in the downtown area over the next several days. So we'll be talking about that, including Shop Small Saturday, Festival of Lights, and some other events going on. We are going to start, though, with our Pottawatomie County folks first. And we're just having a little connectivity issues here with one of our guests here. I'll introduce Health Department Director Leslie Campbell, who joins us on Zoom here today. Good morning, Leslie.
Good morning.
And I believe, okay, we'll be getting a call here in just a moment from Greg Riott, who is Pottawatomie County Commission Chair, and I'll get him in just a moment connected in here. But we'll start with Leslie, and we're getting ready here to have, here's Greg calling in, I think. So let's just take him here. Greg, we got you there?
Yes, sir.
All righty. Welcome in here. Good to talk to you here this morning.
And you betcha.
Just getting ready to talk here with Leslie here as we start first with the health department news here. And we've seen kind of a fluctuation in COVID numbers here recently. For a while, we saw the trends kind of going downward, and that has not seemed to be the way November has gone, has it?
Absolutely not, I'm afraid. The last few weeks, we've had increased cases and increased positivity ever since Halloween. It seems like a repeat of last year, I'm afraid. That's what happened in October of 2020, and we're seeing it again in October of 2021.
That's unfortunate here with all the vaccine numbers we're seeing here. And I know that the vaccination doesn't necessarily mean you won't get a breakthrough case here, but it's got to be a little bit frustrating here from a health perspective that that's continuing here despite people getting vaccinated.
Yes, absolutely. But we're on, the 5 to 11-year-old vaccines have just come out and been authorized by the FDA. And so we will be in the immunization advisory committee. So we've started those this week, and I'm hoping that that'll bring numbers down in the next few weeks, and next year we won't have this issue. But the more kids, are always good spreaders. So that's one way to look at it too. And then the booster vaccine just came out too for all those older people who started with over 65, who maybe had been 6 months, so their immunity kind of waned a little bit. They get a booster. Hopefully that'll decrease cases too.
All right. Have you heard any from the schools in Pottawatomie County? Are they interested in having clinics here for the 5 to 11-year-olds?
Yes, we have heard that they were interested, just getting it all together with their school schedule and our schedule, especially this week when some schools have been out all, they were out yesterday, some will be out today. So that'll be something we're going to do in December and possibly, the 1st of January, maybe during that break time or right before break.
Okay.
Christmas.
Well, we've been hearing a lot about, booster shots and when you can go get those. And I've heard there's been some direction here, I think, from the top down here saying that every adult, if you've had it within the last, if it's been more than 6 months, you're eligible to get your booster shot. Is that right?
Yes, they did come out with that just a few days ago too. So yes, anyone who is over 18 is eligible for a booster dose. They do like you to wait 6 months since you had your last one. So kind of depends if you had it in March. You'd be March, April, you'll be right on target for getting one of those booster vaccines.
I think the one thing, and you may not have the answer to this, but is this something we're going to have to continually have, every 6 months or so?
Yeah, we don't know that yet. I have not heard anything about that. Of course, the good thing is there are not any new variants out, still just the Delta variant. That's the only one. The others haven't been. There are some new variants, but they haven't become a concern. So not a huge population of people getting them. So right now, we don't know. Just have to wait and see.
All right. Well, as far as celebrations, I know people are going to have big get-togethers this week, and in about a month we've got Christmas, and so we're going to see a lot more people getting together. What can we possibly do here that we haven't been doing to ensure that numbers don't go back up?
Yeah, I mean, I think it's the same messages that you've heard. Don't go anywhere if you're not feeling well. If you're in quarantine, so let's say you've been exposed, stay home. I know that's tough for people, but we've seen people, not staying home during their quarantine. But we really, really want to encourage that. Stay home during the quarantine for those 10 days. Outside gatherings are the best, well-ventilated areas, and hopefully everyone's vaccinated. The one thing this year that is something you can do is most pharmacies, you can buy those quick tests and you can test yourself, especially if you're having symptoms. They're not so good if you're not having symptoms because they are a quick test. So that antigen test, which is really just good for symptoms, but you could always do one of those before you go see someone. Stay 6 feet away, wear a mask, wash your hands. I don't know. Did I miss anything, Brandon?
I don't know. Greg, do you want to chime in here too? Is there anything maybe some advice that you'd give to residents here?
Oh, it's something that's been here for a year, and we need to work with it, and it's something we just got to deal with,
Yeah, absolutely. It's unfortunate we're still talking about it here, going into 2022 almost, and hopefully won't have to talk about it for much longer here in the news. But we talk about COVID so much. I think flu kind of gets ignored a little bit, influenza. But this is the time of year people can get their flu shots. I haven't gotten mine yet, but I'm planning to do that here very soon. Are you guys offering those at the health department?
Yes, absolutely. We have a flu vaccine. We've been giving it ever since the 1st of October. And so, yeah, be sure you get your flu shot. We've heard that this flu season is going to be different than last year and could be worse. And that, the only time will tell. So be sure that you get both. You can get your COVID and your flu shot booster same day, different arms.
All right. That's probably a good idea. Different arms, so one's not so dang sore.
Absolutely. And I will guarantee that you'll have a sore arm. Both.
I just got my oldest daughter. She's 10, and we got her vaccinated last week, I believe it was, last weekend. And, she did fine. A couple days later, I think it was maybe the day after, a little soreness there. So it's working, So... nothing to be too afraid of there. I know some people have a little hesitation, but hopefully they're consulting with their physicians here, whether it's flu shot or COVID shots.
Absolutely. Check with your physician if you have any concerns about getting a vaccine. And we encourage everyone to get one, of course, flu, COVID, and all of the others. We have all three types of vaccines, all your choice. You can get a booster of whatever type you like. If you want to get that Pfizer that's been FDA approved, we've got it and we can give it to you.
All right. Is there anything else coming up here in the month of December you'd like to maybe just plug a little bit here for the health department?
So we're just giving vaccines every day almost. We haven't had time to do much other than that. We do have to schedule appointments because, of course, the vaccines have all of their time frames that you have to do. You have to have them unthawed a certain amount of time. You have to have them given within a certain amount of time. We have to dilute them. So I appreciate you asking, but, I'm afraid COVID is about all we do besides case investigations. We're still doing that, case investigations. And then we are sending some to Kansas Department of Health and Environment. We just can't do all the case investigation. We had yesterday 100 cases of COVID that are active. So we just are just busier than ever and just do everything we can to keep the residents safe.
Well, hopefully you guys are going to get some time off here the next few days, at least maybe some rotating time off here or something, because I know how hard you guys have been working out there. So We wish you the best here going forward.
Well, thank you.
All right. And I'll just transition into a break here. We'll come back. We'll talk more with Greg Ryan. Thank you, Leslie, for joining us here this morning. And more in focus after this on K-Man.